Good morning. It is morning here in Vancouver, and I have the privilege of talking to Melissa Wu, who is at the other end of the world, where it is right now nighttime. And that exciting place is called Dubai. But more importantly, we have a very exciting expert on Dubai here. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you, Ozzy. It's my pleasure and honor to be on your show. You're one of my mentor. You know, I follow you, admire you, and your amazing real estate guru.
Ah, yeah, I'm a legend in my own mind. the thing about where we are today, we talked this week about real estate in Hawaii. We talked about real estate in Florida. We're going to be talking real estate in Texas next week. But Dubai is a very unique place. I had the privilege of being there a few years ago. We went on a world cruise, and we went to Abu Dhabi, and the stop also was Dubai, and I could not believe the beauty of the city.
Yes, it's definitely a tier one world-class metropolis, and it's only a baby city. Dubai downtown is only opened, like Burj Khalifa and Dubai Mall was just opened in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
So in fact, it's only been 14 years to downtown.
Well, the thing is, visitors come there and they look at it and they say, wow, look at this incredibly beautiful, tall building, you know, built on an island and all the technical marvels. And I think there's even an ice arena, or you can, in the middle of the desert, you know, you can make snow. But is it possible for foreigners to buy real estate in Dubai?
Yes, definitely. Actually, over 200 nations are buying in Dubai.
Wow.
Yes.
So
there are no restrictions, no foreign buyer ban, no foreign buyer tax, no withholding tax, no no capital gains tax, no income tax, no empty home tax, no vacancy tax.
Okay, I'm coming. No tax, that's the golden thing. Well, look, Melissa, of course, you're no stranger in Vancouver because you are Chinese Canadian and you consider yourself a hardcore Vancouverite. More importantly, yeah. You're part of the President's Club, and you're in the top 1% of realtors for 9 years in Vancouver. And in the last 15 years, you were in the top 10. So you're well-rounded in Vancouver. So for you to move to Dubai and work there, it must be a very special place.
Yes. The first time I came here in Dubai was 2019, same as you. I was here on a family cruise with my mom and dad. And that time, you know, there's no nonstop flight to Dubai. It took 22 hours and we stopped in Beijing.
Oh, yeah.
We stopped in Beijing and we landed in Dubai, and the cruise from Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Bahrain. So that was my first Middle East experience. And we just loved it. And that time, if I would have bought anything, it would have doubled.
Yeah.
That was actually the bottom of the market.
Well, so you're talking, you know, we talked about it offline, and you talk about great returns. What kind of return on investment can investors expect in the Dubai real estate market?
Mm-hmm. So Dubai is actually still an emerging, growing economy. So therefore, and the Sheikh, his vision for 2040, if we just go online on the government official website, you will see His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum has a vision for the whole emirate, is to double the population.
Wow.
Right.
And so that's right now, in a relatively short time.
Yes. So by the year 2040, from 3.5 million, he wants to grow it to almost 7.5 or 8 million.
Oh, so that would mean great growth, means great potential,
yes,
and great investment potential. Now, I know like in places like Portugal and Greece and different places, you have such a thing as called the golden visa. So
that's
foreigners
right.
Can get a golden visa. Does that work in Dubai as well?
Yes, the golden visa, actually, Dubai gives the fastest residency in the world.
Wow.
So if you want a golden visa, it's 10 years. Through real estate investment, it's approximately 2 million dirham or 555,000 USD or about 750 Canadian.
Mm-hmm. So you invest that much, you get almost a certain golden visa.
You get a 10-year golden residency, like a VIP resident. So, but you don't have to pay it all. You can, of course, buy the existing property that's about 2 million or 555K USD, or you can invest in off-plan pre-sale project.
Yeah, so it all counts towards the golden visa.
Yes.
But what's so good about the golden visa? Why, what's good to have it?
So, because Dubai is a very international emirate, and UAE is the most stable economy now, number one in the world, and second is Switzerland. It was second last year. This year is
Wow.
ranked number one, most stable economy. Why international? Why are over 200 nations coming? Because of the stability. There's no election. It's just one economic agenda. So it's
But I
very
mean,
stable.
it's also though the sheikh is my way or the highway. No,
That's
it's
right. So
ahead of,
it's not for everyone.
No, but I mean, the thing is, I remember we were on the ship and we went into a cab, and when we came back, that there seemed to be a little bit of a commotion at the ship, and there was another cab driver, and he was trying to give the wallet to the steward, and the point was this, that the passenger had forgotten his wallet in the taxi. And this man was absolutely insisting that he would give it back to them. You know, I'm not sure whether in North America we would be that eager to give somebody back his wallet when they're leaving in a few hours, you know. But the reason is very clear. In Dubai, they don't tolerate any kind of a criminal.
Yeah, so basically this kind of a theft or pickpocketing that we see in Europe, it cannot happen here because CCTV is everywhere. And in fact, these kind of crimes are very serious. You could go to jail or you could get deported. So everyone's here on a visa and they don't want to, get caught or be deported.
Yeah. So it's funny, when there are consequences, we have a lot less crime. You know,
Yes.
whereas in California and places like that, it's not considered to be a crime. You're a poor homeless person, so you can run into a store and take whatever you want. You know,
Yeah.
that would not happen in Dubai.
No, there's no homeless. It's not allowed.
So as a destination for investors worldwide, you have a lot of people from all over the world investing in Dubai.
Yes. So, actually, Dubai, 20%, approximately 20% is the global trade. If you look on the world map, actually, Dubai is the center of three continents: Asia, Europe, and Africa. So a lot of countries actually stop in Dubai for trade shows, such as China will bring all the manufactured goods, like the latest gadgets. And countries that cannot get a visa in China, they would stop in Dubai to look at the latest gadgets or like any household goods. And then they would buy it from the factory manufacturer and then ship it back to their home country.
Well, I also think that Dubai citizens themselves have it pretty good if there's no taxes, and the country itself is very rich. You know, it's a very wealthy country, literally being stomped out of the desert. So the local residents, how do they get work done? Is there a lot of workers coming from other countries?
Yes. So basically, if you look at the entire population of 3.5 million, about 10% are local Emiratis. Only 10%. The
Wow.
other 9% are expats. And the 10% of local, kind of like Aboriginal Emirati, like local citizens, they're the ones with the passport. Half of them are already very wealthy. The other half, the government, the sheikh, and they're being taken care of. They're actually granted land for free. So there's no objection from locals to put pressure on the government to implement tax on real estate or any kind of tax because they're already fine. They actually want expats to come to build the economy
Yeah.
because the Sheikh's vision is for Dubai to be the number one city in the world in terms of healthcare, education, safety, prosperity, and opportunity.
And that's the Sheikh's Vision 2040, right? And he has also an
Yes.
economic agenda called D33. What does that mean?
That's right. D33, because right now is 2024. By the year 2033, the Sheikh wants to double the GDP, gross domestic product, meaning the country is going to produce double.
Well, to me, that's sort of, it's almost like music to my ears, because we seem to be doing
It's
everything else. We want to double the taxes, and we double the costs, and we have all of these terrible lifestyles, and we double interest rates and everything. But it seems there are no taxes, first of all. That it feels warm all over you just to hear that. But then all the variety of taxes, they don't come through the back door like we do in Vancouver. We just increased our speculation tax double for foreigners? Not we don't want them, right? I mean, we have even the commercial follow investors that come with which are not captured by Trudeau's ban on foreign investment, but the commercial investors, there's a 20% duty, and I mean, there's taxes everywhere. So to double the gross national product means you care about your people. You care about everybody doing well, not just the few locals, but everybody that comes there. Sounds That's exciting. Right. I think I'm going to dust off my suitcases here, you know. So, but what is sort of the leadership that Dubai plays in fostering a secure and welcoming investment climate?
Mm-hmm. So actually, before, you need to have a collaboration with a local Emirati. Mm-hmm. Any business you open. But since the pandemic, you know, that time everybody went back to the home country because you don't get citizenship here. You only have the visa. So a lot of people left. Then, you know, the Sheikh saw, I built such a beautiful place. I don't want it empty. I want people to live here. I want people to come and stay instead of going home. So now the increase and the flexibility of getting the 10-year golden visa, it's like people are just flocking in. Mm-hmm. Every year there's like over, I think, 250,000 of new expats coming in.
Mm-hmm. Wow, right?
That's a lot. That's a lot for like the Emirates. Only 1,000 kilometers, square kilometers. It's not that big. When you have this many people, so therefore you need to build real estate. Mm-hmm. You need to build real estate to support the growth of the economy. It's part of the infrastructure. Right.
Well, and the nice thing is of all those immigrants, they also bring their money and their know-how.
Exactly.
And so it all helps the master
yes.
plan. You know?
That's
so
right.
So the United Arab Emirates government is actively investing in infrastructure and amenities.
Yes.
How?
Building roads. So here, you know, it was a desert. So the first thing they did was infrastructure, such as high rates, roads, schools, the facilities, before they sell. So when you come into a community, there may be already roads, designated infrastructure for school, hospital, mall. They designed the whole master community. Yeah. And then the houses come, the villas, the condos, then the developers will build the residential part. So that is supporting like what people need. So micro cities are everywhere, not just like downtown, but also like, you know, tier two complexes like Jumeirah Village Circle, Jumeirah Village Triangle, like tier two, like Vancouver East Side, South Vancouver, like a little section, you know, where people like it's got everything, but it's not like world class price. Like downtown right now, downtown Dubai, it's about 3,000 dirham per square feet, which is about 1,200 Canadian per square feet, which is very reasonable when you think about when we compare to Singapore, London, New York. It's actually really good value for the return. And investors often are getting rental returns from anywhere from minimum five to 10, 12%. If you're buying reasonably, often you're getting 10% per year in rental return because of the high demand, because of the new, so many people are flocking here.
Well, the interesting is you say the key word, if you buy reasonable, that means that you have to have somebody that cares, that is a top-notch
yes.
real estate salesperson and investor herself. And that is always the key, right? Well, certainly, you know, I mean, anybody that's in a top 1%, everybody can make it once in a while, but to make it for 9 years, you know, that is a major achievement. So no question, you take that expertise and know-how from Vancouver, you take it to Dubai. Now, I got to ask you, the all this diversified and growing population, of course, it supports sort of a stable real estate market. But there were some times in Dubai in the maybe the distant past, they also didn't do that well in real estate. There was a couple of years that I remember that were tough, and sometimes people remember that.
Yes. So, you know, before there were two corrections. The first correction was during the financial crisis, was a worldwide crisis that happened, started in 2008. It started with this. So of course, like real estate was dropping. And that time actually Dubai didn't have RERA. RERA is the Real Estate Regulatory Authority, kind of like the BCFSA.
Okay.
So that time, you know, anybody can just, it's like the Wild West or the Wild Middle East. So it was just like, you know, developers could sell something on a piece of paper and they could run away. It was almost like that. But because of that, you know, then, you know, of course need to make it more sophisticated and develop RERA. So now majority of the real estate agents have the license. I myself have the license, the real estate license in Dubai. So they have regulations now to protect the investors because there's so many investors coming in. So with RERA, a developer now need to buy the land in cash. So they actually own the land and then they cannot get financing. They actually also need a pool of money, approximately 20% as the initiation of the construction. Then they can launch the project. And so, and the buyer, when they put money into an escrow account, it's not going directly to the developer. Before it would go directly to the developer.
Right.
Now it goes into a trust escrow account.
Right.
So the buyers are paying in 25% as the initial purchase and they would get an OCUD, which is a pre-title deed that you can use for the golden visa.
Okay. So, clearly, when you have regulations like that, then also there is very little room to get into trouble or put other people into trouble. I mean, in Vancouver, you buy, the deposit also doesn't go to the developer. It goes to a legal lawyer's trust account.
And that's right.
It's in the trust account, right? The other thing is you mentioned the $1,200. Well, $1,200 in Metrotown or Vancouver is actually cheap. You know, we now have properties there as well, well over $1,200 in Toronto. Has seen price increases, I guess, particularly from 2 years ago, we have $1,400, $1,500. And that's just Canada. So to be in a place like Dubai, which is ocean, which is sea, and which has sort of a wondrous environment, I can imagine that a time where you own your real estate, make rental income for, 10 months a year and spend 2 months there.
Amazing. And actually, this part, like the 1200 per square feet Canadian, it's the tier one already. If you want to get a suburb like JVC, JLT, it's only about 300 Canadian per square feet.
Wow. Oh, that's a huge difference. We should talk more about
that. It's like before.
So the construction is similar. I mean, you have a one-bedroom suite and a two-bedroom suite and things like that. What would you have to pay for, well, if it's $300 a square foot, what would be available, let's say, in the lower priced but still comfortable areas?
Yes. So about 10 minutes away from Palm Jumeirah, which is a world, it's like Dubai Marina, which is seafront, world iconic location. It's only 10 minutes away in JVC. So for about 350 Canadian, you can have a one bedroom.
Wow.
One bedroom condo. Yes.
In Vancouver, you get a front door for that.
And no tax and no flipping tax. You can also flip it in the middle. Like suppose it's gone up and you want to flip it, you can definitely flip it. No anti-flipping tax, no empty home tax, no speculation tax.
So you can buy real estate directly, but there's also other ways. I know that you have created a partnership that has a specific name. Tell us a little bit about that.
So our company is Goldmount Real Estate, and we also have a private equity. So for example, some clients, you know, they don't want to really commit to 300,000. Maybe they want to say 50,000 Canadian or 100,000 Canadian. So we have a portfolio that gives the investors 12% return.
Wow.
Yes, per year. And the second year, it would be 14. And the third year is 16. Why is it 2% more per year? Because the appreciation of the project gets highest when it's close to completion.
So this money then is used as like a pooled funds and that builds a building or a variety of buildings?
So money could go into purchase new off plan or it's getting return from the existing pool of property.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so well, that sounds like big interest rates. You know, it's a little scary when they're that much, no? 12, 14, 16.
For the investors.
Yeah, particularly if interest rates are falling, so that should be attractive to some. So anything else that you want to tell us about? Well, why did you move to Dubai? You fell in love with it? And is it the climate? I mean, I'm looking out right now. It's typical Vancouver weather. It's raining, you know.
Yes.
And
So it's here all winter. There's no rain, right? I've enjoyed 40 years of Vancouver. And also, the main reason is because I gave birth to my son in 2022, on end of the year. He's born November 28th, so it's going to be his second birthday very soon. So, after Christmas, all the taxes come. Was too much, like speculate, because I am hardcore Vancouver, right? Everything I have is in Vancouver. Vancouver empty home speculation, GST. Every year, it's just too much. It gave me depression, actually.
Well, it's funny. As you know, I do a show with Michael Campbell. I'm part of his Money Talks show every Saturday morning. And the last 3 weeks, that's all we talked about. One session was just on the GST and the ridiculous aspects of where GST applies. I mean, you can literally buy a brand new condo in Vancouver, just say spend $1 million on it, and you pay the GST 550,000, and then you've changed your mind. You got moved. It's a month later. It's still empty. It's still a new unit, right? They charge a GST again. I mean, how ridiculous is that? It is inconceivable, but that's life. In fact, the British Columbia Real Estate Association made a special plea to the government during the recent election in particular, and we have to reanalyze our property purchase tax. The BC government collects $2 billion on property purchase tax, which was brought in 1987 to last for only a couple of years and was only supposed to apply to the top 5% of properties sold. Look at it today. It's almost 100% in the Lower Mainland. Anyways, don't get me going. Last week we talked about
I
taxes.
know
We
what
nobody
you
even knows these taxes.
There's too
UST. What
many.
the heck is a
I
UST? And
know because
these are taxes on foreigners, right? So to hear that there's a place where taxes is, that's marvelous.
yes, and also safety. Safety because the homeless is getting too much. And also, in the beginning of January 2023, there's the decriminalization of drugs,
Yeah, although
right?
that's going to be reversed because it obviously
Hopefully,
doesn't
yeah.
work. So but
So
yeah,
that
it just it
these things
just
just I
yeah.
cannot believe it. Like I'm a heart, like I love my city, and to see all these things going on, I just need a break.
Well, so that's good. Sounds good. It
Yeah.
seems like you found a break. Like I said, I was there, and I was astonished at some of the. I mean, you actually have a ski hill inside a mall.
Yes. There's
You
just
know.
so much fun in Aussie. You have to come again. I'll show you so many things.
Yeah.
Like they're opening new hotels and resorts. We go to the beach club like every day. We're
Yeah.
in the Palace Hotel. Imagine if you don't have to pay tax, you have a great life.
Well,
We're
that's
Canadian government for 40 years, every year at least 6 months.
yeah. Well, and that's the thing, you know, the more successful you are, the more you're being punished, you know, in a way by having to for but now we know that what you don't like, the taxes you don't like, we know your love, and you have
This is the safety. Like we feel very safe here. That's why
yeah.
I came here alone, no problem. I'm with my son. Everybody helps me everywhere when they see you have a baby.
Yeah.
And the bathrooms are so nice here. At the
Yeah.
mall, they're like a lounge.
Yeah.
And also one more thing, I don't have to cook, I don't have to clean, I have a driver. My nanny is like 1,000 Canadian. My son goes to daycare for 1,000 Canadian per month. I have a driver for 1,300. Pick me up, drop me here. I don't have to cook, I don't have to clean, I don't have to drive.
It's too much. I'm not letting my wife look at this video, you know. So, but
There's
we
so many beautiful people here as well.
and well, there's so much history when you look at, like we were just charmed also with Abu Dhabi, and we went to Jordan and we visited Petra. My God, to stand there in front of a wall that like a castle, or rather walls of a what they had the library in olden times, that literally hewn out of the rocks, and to stand there and knowing that 2,000 years ago there were people standing there looking at the same thing, you know, I mean, and throughout the Middle East, there is this incredible history of people growing and nations developing and so on, and certainly Dubai has very quickly gone into the new age and creates like all new newly reformed countries create great opportunities for investors. And as I said earlier, we need somebody on the ground that understands it, that understands us Canadians, and also that understands where the investment money goes. So Melissa, thank you very much for joining us. All the information for how to get Melissa Wu will be below in the description, her email and her website and even her phone number. I haven't talked to you about that yet, but it'll be there. And if you listen to us on our podcast, just go to the website ozbuzz.ca, and we will have the contact information for her there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ozzie.